New development is happening just outside of Greensboro, where one company is primed to bring more jobs into Brown Summit. Hello, Justin.
Hello, Catherine.
This is a breaking story the Business Journal has been following. So, who is growing?
Yeah, this is Procter & Gamble. And yeah, the Business Journal has really been keeping up with this story for some time. And the news that they're breaking today is that Procter & Gamble is selecting its Brown Summit location for a major expansion. What we're talking about here is a $100 million plant expansion and 200 jobs. These are really good-paying jobs. Construction on this plant expansion, which is out in the northeast part of Guilford County, is going to get started right away. And the hiring is actually getting started right away also.
Why is Procter & Gamble expanding now?
Okay, so here's what they do there. Procter & Gamble is based in Cincinnati. It's a major consumer products company. It's one of the largest in the world. And they make a bunch of stuff out there in Brown Summit. They make Crest toothpaste. They make Secret and Old Spice deodorant. And they make Olay skincare products. Mm-hmm. And that's what's driving this growth. There is an enormous demand for this stuff that is called cosmeceuticals. Fancy skincare stuff, anti-wrinkle creams, the stuff that baby boomers are spending a lot of money on to try to look a little bit younger. The demand is such that it is really creating this need for Procter & Gamble to make sure that they have enough capacity to meet that demand.
All right. Now, you just threw out that word, cosmeceuticals. Talk about the market for those types of products.
Well, it's huge. So when you dig into that market, you see that it's $5 billion a year. The market leader in these cosmeceuticals, in this sort of the high-end skin creams, is L'Oreal. Olay is number two. They have about 22% of the market, or a little over $1 billion a year. Obviously, they want more of that. So the Olay skincare products that they're going to be making outside of Greensboro are going to feed into not just the American market, but the North American market. The goods that they produce there, and they'll start producing them early next year, will be shipped all over the continent.
Okay. What about spillover? Sometimes when companies expand, other companies benefit.
Yeah, it's a good question. Procter & Gamble has been out there for a long time, you know, more than 20 years. So they have a ready supply of suppliers that they depend on, whether it's for transportation and logistics, whether it's for packaging and boxes, whether it's for printing. This is a plant that's going to be expanding significantly. They're putting about $30 million into property improvements. They are adding about $70 million in new equipment in that $100 million investment. That's how it breaks down. So as this plant expands, the need to work with more suppliers increases as well. So that's a good thing across the triad economy.
That's a lot of money that's being invested into this expansion. So is Procter & Gamble getting any incentives from either the city or the county?
Both the city and the county, Greensboro and Guilford County, are kicking in just under $2 million in total tax breaks for Procter & Gamble to sweeten the pot. And the folks at Procter & Gamble told the Business Journal, yeah, this was the ideal place for us to expand. We're already here. The road network is ideal. The location is good. They're going forward.
What's the timeline?
Pretty quick. They're already hiring contractors right now to get the construction going. The machinery will be moving in later this year. They want to be fully operational with these lines of Olay products in 2014.
What kind of jobs are we talking about, especially in terms of salaries?
Yeah, the salaries are good. At least that's what P&G is saying. Average of $52,000 a year. So these are manufacturing jobs, but probably a little higher skilled. Lots of technicians. A good number of managers are going to be hired as well. So this is a real opportunity. It's a real shot in the arm to the local economy.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, from jobs to getting people ready for work, Justin, there's a new effort coming down from the General Assembly to help students obtain associate degrees. What is that?
Well, it turns out that about 60% of community college students here in North Carolina will transfer to a four-year school before they actually get their associate's degree. A good number of those students won't get their four-year degree. And then they won't have their two-year degree either. So there's a pilot program that is starting right now that when these students transfer, it's going to align the curriculum better, track their progress, and make sure that at the very least that they get their two-year associate's degree, even if they don't graduate from the four-year school.
How many schools are participating?
Well, right now, about 30% of the community colleges, just under 20 of the community colleges are participating, and about half of the UNC universities are involved, or about 8. Here in the triad, GTCC, Forsyth Tech, and UNC Greensboro are involved in this process.
And what's the big picture?
When you peel away the demographics and the unemployment numbers, the folks with more education, the folks with degrees, have the lowest rate of unemployment. This is about getting kids graduated and giving them a better opportunity for a secure economic future.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Catherine.